Mindful Study, Preparation and Practice. This talk is part of the Stressless Study with Mindfulness course and is presented by me, Bob Chase, from Mindful in the City. This talk and practice offers suggestions for the way in which you can apply mindfulness before and during study sessions. I'm assuming you have already attended one of my Stressless with Mindfulness courses, or you already have some mindfulness training. In part one, I'll talk a little about preparation before going on to a guided practice in part two. If you wish, you can do this guided practice before you start a study session. The practice session begins a few minutes into this audio track. Feel free to skip ahead if you want to. Research in psychology now very clearly shows that in order to absorb information, be creative, and to enjoy the study process itself, we need to focus on the subject and on the process of studying as we're doing it. To give ourselves the best chance of focusing, there are a few things we can do in advance of a study session. Firstly, try your best to find or create a comfortable space in which to study, somewhere not too warm or not too cold, somewhere not too noisy. Maybe you could wear some headphones, but I suggest not listening to music. Try to collect together everything you need and have it to hand. Maybe make sure you have some water. Do your best to reduce possible distractions. For example, mute your phone. Try not to pay attention to social media or listen to music or a podcast at the same time as you are studying. It's a good idea to define a block of time for your study session and include in that time some mental breaks as well. If you can, make a clear choice about what you're going to study. It can help to have a short review of what you know already, just to get going, and then move on to new material or more difficult material later in the session. Consciously setting an intention to study is a good idea. And by this, I mean adopting an attitude that would help you keep focusing during the session. It might just be an assertion that you will do your best to stay focused and avoid distraction and self-criticism as best you can. Lastly, you might want to consider creating your own ritual before you begin study. This could be as simple as mindfully setting out your books or computer, making a tea before you start, perhaps. Your ritual might also include a short period of mindful meditation before you begin. Or you might choose to take a walk, do some yoga, listen to some music, or even read an inspirational quote or poem. The important thing is to make it your own ritual, something you can repeat to help you get in the right frame of mind for study. The next part of this talk is a guided mindfulness practice, and this is something you may wish to include in your preparation for study. Before we begin, remember that you can stop the practice at any time if you feel distressed by thoughts or feelings that come up. If these are troublesome and persist, you might want to seek extra help and support from somebody. Let's begin our practice by sitting upright in a chair or on a cushion, perhaps. Gently close your eyes or simply gaze ahead unfocused. Now, take a few moments to get a sense of your body sitting here in this moment. Begin to notice sensations in your body, from the top of your head, down through your body, all the way down to your toes. Now take a couple of long, slow, deliberate breaths, just in your own time. See if you can feel your belly soften and move as you breathe in. See if you can feel the air going out through the nose as you breathe out. And now, when you're ready, let your breath find its own rhythm. Let it become slow or quick, deep or shallow, in whatever way it wants. Continue to follow the breath as best you can. Now, if you find yourself distracted by thoughts or sensation, that's okay. Notice the nature of the distraction, and with a sense of kindness, gently escort your attention back to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Now, when you're ready, let's take a moment to check out what information we may be receiving via our other senses. Let's begin by paying attention to our sense of hearing. Begin to notice the sounds that surround you. Sounds outside the building. Sounds perhaps inside the building, even sounds inside your room. Try to be curious about what you're hearing, without getting caught up thinking about the sounds. Now shift your attention to your sense of taste and smell. What can you perceive through these senses? If you're not picking up much, that's okay. Just notice what you can. And again, be curious. Try not to get caught up in thoughts about what you're experiencing. When you're ready, return your attention to your body. Just sitting here, breathing. Following the breath as best we can. Breathing in and breathing out gently. Just sitting here quietly can help us appreciate whether there is a mood present for us. For example, we might be in a calm mood, or we might feel anxious or worried, or we might not be feeling very much at all. See if you can identify thoughts or sensations in the body that make up this mood or particular emotion. it can help to label the mood or emotion with a word. For example, distraction, sadness, excited. Just use your own words to describe what you're experiencing. Now, rather than getting caught up in the mood, see if you can be curious about it. See if you can watch it take shape and change as you observe it. If this feels too distressing, remember you can always stop this practice and take care of yourself. You might find it useful to repeat some supportive phrases to yourself at this point. It's okay to feel like this. These feelings are a natural part of life. It's here now, and I can let it be. It's okay to feel this. These feelings are natural. It's here now, and I can let it be. After repeating these phrases, take a moment to reconnect with your breathing. Just notice whatever it's like. Now bring into your mind your intention to study today. Perhaps you can imagine sitting down at your computer with your books. As you imagine this, how does your body and mind react? Do parts of your body relax or tighten up? Do you feel any change in your thought or mood? The task is again to allow these thoughts, sensations, and emotions to come into awareness without pushing them away or holding on to them. See if you can bring to bear a kindly curiosity to your experience. These feelings and thoughts are completely normal and a natural reaction to stressful situations. Again, here are some phrases you might want to say to yourself. May I find pleasure in my studies? May I study with ease? May I be free from worry and self-doubt? May I find pleasure in my studies? May I study with ease? May I be free from worry and self-doubt? After a few repetitions, notice your breathing again. When you're ready, take a couple of slow, deep breaths in your own time. If these phrases were not meaningful for you, that's okay. You can choose your own words to offer yourself kindness and support. At this point, you may want to reflect on how some of your thoughts and feelings about study might get in the way of truly giving yourself over wholeheartedly to study. Are there stories about yourself, experiences, or habits that you repeat even though they are unhelpful or may no longer be true or may never have been true? Is it possible to simply study? To acknowledge but not be burdened by whatever our particular fears and doubts are? Is it possible for study to become a sort of meditation? Something you do without striving for anything in particular? Good marks, for example. The approval of a tutor or that job you crave in the future? Could study be something you do without striving for or being distracted by any particular desired goal or outcome? Simply bringing your full attention to the task in mind and bringing back your attention over and over again with kindness and compassion. Now, if you're intending to begin a study session after this practice, I suggest you take a short break to let the experience of this practice settle. You may feel a little tender. Don't expect things to change immediately. A mindful approach to study means being fully with the pains and pleasures of study, not wishing they would disappear. It's not an act of willpower, but a path of acceptance and gentle change. Now return your attention to the body and the breath for the last time. Before opening your eyes, stretching perhaps, and transitioning into the rest of your life as a student of the mind.